Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Chase. How may I help you?
Hi, Chase. This is Rick Hilliard. I'm calling from Andover, Minnesota. I've got a question. I just purchased some pain cream with CBD rollerball 3 ounce.
Okay.
And I have a question concerning it. It was delivered in Minnesota here, and it was in my mailbox outside for about 2 hours and about 5 below temperatures. Does that affect the cream at all?
The CBD cream? No, let me just double check on you with that, but I don't think that should. Let me pull up here. And also, let me, while I'm at it, go ahead and pull up. So you say you placed the order with us, and we should have you here. What would be the first and last name?
First name is Rick. Last name is Hilliard. But okay. I'm just concerned. I just need to know about the cream. It's not, you know, I'm not going to question whatever. But I just need to know if it's freezing or whatever, if that affects the cream, you know.
Right. Yes, sir. As far as I know, I've never heard anything, you know, that would come close to that. But I am checking. I'm pulling up the actual product here just to double check on that.
Yeah. Well, I know in some stuff, as far as the food product, they put down it, you know, do not freeze or refrigerate after opening or blah blah blah. But I don't know about being outside in minus degree temperature. It was about, we're guessing about 2 hours.
Okay, yeah, let's see. Yeah, I don't think that's going to affect anything. I don't see anywhere on the product instructions or directions or, you know, ingredients, anything like that where, you know, it has a, you know, a temperature gradient there.
Yeah, okay. Is there anywhere you could look to maybe, you know, dig a little deeper into it other than what's on the product itself?
Well, yeah, let me see. I'd have to put in a submission here for...
Where are you located at?
We are located out of Lewiston, Maine.
Okay. So, I mean, are you yourself? Do you live in Maine then, too?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So you're kind of aware of how cold it can get sometimes?
Yes, sir.
You know, I think I've kind of answered my own question. If it wasn't on the container or the bottle, I'm guessing it's not going to be a problem.
Right. Yes, sir. Yeah, that's why I was looking up, you know, to get into detail about the ingredient list there to see if any, you know, if each ingredient had, you know, specific directions with that. But it doesn't, you know, anything on the product itself has nothing to do with the temperature there. So that's why I'm kind of leaning towards it doesn't really, you know, affect it.
Yeah. Okay, that's why I called. I wasn't going to, you know, worry about the product or anything, but I'm just thought,
sure.
I'm curious as to what it is. It's not going to be an issue of, you know, the product not working or working for me anyway, but I was just curious. I might do a little more online digging myself, but I think you did okay.
Okay, good deal. Yeah, well, if you have any questions there, you can always email our support team. They may be able to look into that for you as well. That's just, you know, support@omaxhealth.com.
Sure. Okay. Oh, and one more thing.
Sure.
They said it'd be about a 5-minute wait. It was longer, but I understand you guys are busy and you probably don't have control over that. But they weren't very accurate in the wait time, so.
Okay. Well, I do apologize for that. Yes, sir. It's just, you know, every call, sometimes customers, you know, want to talk a little longer than others. So.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, I'll let you go then.
No problem. Thank you for calling Omax Health. Have a great day.
Yep, thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.